and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got Steve, Lauren, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
And we're going to start off with a little announcement. Mouse Chatter Bob has been unable to attend some of our tapings lately, and it has been decided that he has to dedicate more time to his demanding job as well as family. And so he is not going to be with us going forward. And as much as we're going to miss Bob and everything that he adds to our show, we do have someone who's going to be joining our show, and you've heard him before. We've got Chris Sharps. Welcome, Sharpie.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hello. And already, can I say, Chris Sharps, I like your hair better than Bob's. Bob had nice hair. Don't get me wrong, but your hair is luxurious.
It is pretty luxurious.
It's pretty thick.
Why, it is.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty luxurious.
Really, this is what we've come down to.
But Chris used to
prioritize Lisa.
Okay.
But I don't know, Chris. Are you going to be able to fight with Chris Sharps as much as you fought with Bob?
Oh, real quick, and just to alleviate any confusion,
Chris Sharps.
Yeah, just to alleviate any confusion. Chris is always Chris Wood. And Chris Sharps is going to be Sharpie because that's what we're going to call him.
Yeah.
Does that also mean I'm permanent?
There's really only one Chris.
But a bump.
Cute. Real cute. All right. So here we go. This week, we're going to be talking about one of our good old standby conversations. And that's going to be top five Disney food experiences. This can be a restaurant, it can be a food, a snack, a meal, appetizer, anything you want in the food realm. I'm a little stuffed up, so please excuse me tonight.
Lisa's got the Stevie Nicks sexy voice going on tonight.
No, that's going to be like in a couple days. We'll have to record off schedule.
Huh.
After the peak of your illness.
Uh-huh. Yep. So I'll let you know. I'll call you. So let's get started. And I already have dibs on going last because I love to hear what everyone else says so I can rearrange my list.
Lisa just wants to be original.
And I want to note that I only have 12 or 13 instead of 5.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? Lauren, you're going to go 1, 2, 3, fourth because you're going to whittle down that list of yours. And
that's not fair.
Yes, it is.
I spent a lot of time on my list today.
So I could either throw Sharpie under the bus, no pressure, and make him go first, or I could just make Chris or Steve go first. Sharpie, you're up.
I was afraid of that.
Welcome.
Perfect initiation. Well, of course, the very top of my list has to be pineapple vanilla swirl Dole Whip.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
How could you not think of that?
It's up there. I know I have been to Walt Disney World, but I can still close my eyes and see the Aloha Isle sign and
50 taste. Million people standing in front of it.
Hey, it is. I would rather wait in line an hour for a Dole Whip than wait in line 45 minutes for an attraction. Yeah, I love Dole Whip, and I'm very excited that they have just added Dole Whip to the selection at Disney's Hilton Head Resort too. And since we since we have a trip planned there in July, we will definitely get to see.
That's what made you decide to go there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They're renovating the rooms right now, so we're excited about that too.
You know, they added Dole Whip to the Fast Pass Plus. It's an e-ticket choice.
It's a very, very good use of a fast pass.
It's with the Be Our Guest.
Yes. That'll be cool at Hilton Head. That'll be awesome.
For frozen treats, of course, that has to top my list. I'm a huge frozen treat fanatic. Love ice cream, popsicles, whole nine yards. Second on my list would have to be creme brulee, and that's pretty much anywhere. Some of the most memorable creme brulee experiences I have had We're, of course, aboard Disney Cruise Line, where you can pretty much get creme brulee with every evening meal. That's a distinct possibility. The other creme brulee experience that is top notch is the maple glaze creme brulee at Le Cellier. It's perfect.
That sounds pretty good.
I've got it all figured out.
I love creme brulee.
I
had one. Artist Point had one with like berries.
Oh yeah. Top notch. Good stuff. I just wish they would torch the sugar at the table.
Huh. They do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Disneyland. You're quite the creme brulee snob now.
I am all over the creme brulee.
Disneyland Paris, they torch the creme brulee at the table.
Oh, see, Steve, that is all it took for me to sign up. Let's go. Disneyland Paris, I am
they
there.
Do
just
at the
fresh torched creme brulee.
They do. At the Blue Bayou.
You're easy.
There you go.
As you can tell, it doesn't take much to talk me into a creme brulee adventure, or a Disney adventure for that matter. So I have number one with the pineapple vanilla swirl Dole Whip. Mm-hmm. Number two with creme brulee practically anywhere. Number three is a very close call, but it has to be in there. And it's not just a single dish, but it's an entire dining experience. And that comes in the form of Ohana.
Oh, I'm with you.
Oh, it is not a trip to Walt Disney World without dinner at Ohana. We've had clients before that we try as hard as we can to book them around the time of wishes. A lot of people really turn their noses up at those 9 o'clock reservations. But to catch wishes from across the lake at Ohana as dinner is being served, it doesn't get any better than that.
And I would just go to Ohana for the bread and the dessert.
It's aren't they one and the same?
Oh, the bread pudding.
The pineapple
bread and the dessert. Yum. Yep.
I don't know. The
bananas Foster bread pudding.
I fall in the middle of Ohana. I like all the meat on a stick, but they always hold back. You can't. You got to wait till the steak comes, and it's always the last thing. So that's tough. And then I don't know we've always gone as big groups, and it's hard to talk in there because kids are like pushing coconuts with broomsticks or something, or they're like doing a limbo, or they're running around with like a mariachi band or something. It's just so noisy in there.
It's part of all the fun, though.
I'm getting old.
I mean, you can't beat having the open flames, having your food cooked over open flames. It's just incredible.
Yep.
The pork dumplings, oh man.
Where do you get pork dumplings?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
At Ohana?
It's part of the appetizer.
What?
Yeah.
They never give me my pork dumplings. They just give me the
Oh, man.
You've had
them. With us, we just hide them from you.
Don't pass those. You never pass them down to my end of the table.
We never give you the pork dumplings.
Do they stick you with the noodles?
I always get a big thing of noodles.
The vegetables.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to go back.
So Ohana is it's a tough call between number two and number three with Ohana, but it's on my list today. It's number three. Next up would be yet another restaurant experience. Which I think is often overlooked at Downtown Disney, and that's the Earl of Sandwich.
Oh, I love
that's good value. Good value.
The cannonballs, the meatball sub, the meatball hoagie. Oh man, it is amazing.
The Earl of Club is amazing.
And then also the Hawaiian barbecue sandwich with ham and pineapple and barbecue sauce.
Steve, have you ever been to Disney World?
I have, but I haven't had. There's a lot of new things I got to try now.
See, that's what it's all about. You got to be adventurous.
What do I get at Earl of Sandwich? I don't even
know. One thing to remember with the Earl of Sandwich and the Disney dining plan is that you get either like a chips, an aside, or a dessert. You don't actually get both. It's one of those things where it's not Earl of Sandwich isn't a Disney owned restaurant. So you either get a side or a dessert. Unlike most counter service, we usually get a side and dessert.
And their coleslaw is really, really good.
Mm.
I've heard that. I'm not a coleslaw fan.
It's really good.
I'll have to take your word for it.
But also, if you go there at Christmas time, like during the holidays, they have like a Thanksgiving sandwich.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it has really cranberries, stuffing, turkey all on a sandwich. That's so for the family going to Walt Disney World around Thanksgiving, but on a budget, just go have Thanksgiving dinner at the Earl of Sandwich.
Yummy.
So to round out my list, it's a fairly new treat in Epcot. It's been there a couple years now, and that is going to be the Werther's, the Caramel Kitchen caramel corn.
Oh, over at Germany?
It's a must. It is a must on my list.
Yum. Chris has some
everything
favorites.
In that store is awesome.
Yeah, a lot of people have favorites.
Oh my gosh, I could stay in there all day just to smell the caramel.
Oh, it is so good.
What did I have in there last time? Chocolate covered grapes.
And it was good on a skewer,
they were
right?
Good. Yeah.
Wow, I'll have to give those a try. I haven't tried
they
those.
They were good.
Chocolate covered grapes.
They were good. It was like it's
a chocolate. A grape on a stick.
It was grape on a stick.
That
there were like
great.
Five of them or something.
Oh, that's worth it.
Lisa had one.
I did. She shared.
I didn't want to know how much you pay for five grapes.
You don't want to know. It was like $5. Yeah. It was wrapped in gold, though.
It better be. Like gold leaf.
And if Lauren has a top 12, I'm going to sneak in a number 6, and that's the
I
S'mores Cupcake Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, I didn't have that either. Lisa doesn't take me in any of these places. They have a S'mores Cupcake at Wilderness Lodge?
Oh, it
you
is
know?
So
oh my God, I've never
amazing.
Had that either.
It is so good.
Wait, there's a cupcake on property that I haven't had? I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah, but it even has a toasted marshmallow on top.
Stop. We had toasted, well, the kids toasted marshmallows in the fireplace today, which I don't know if that was actually a good idea or not, but I ate one. It was pretty good.
Yeah, Lisa, if you're missing Steve in the middle of the night, I think he may have left for Orlando in the middle of the
starving.
Night.
I had a salad for dinner. Watching my weight.
What? Really? You had a salad for dinner before coming onto the show?
I know, and Lisa's looking at pictures of like... Five? Yeah, and Lisa's like got pictures of like all the food, like at Beaches and Cream or something on her screen.
Yep.
Okay, Lisa, you have to be honest with us. Does he have a turkey leg air freshener around his neck right now?
No. No, he does not.
Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah.
Along with a can of cranberry sauce.
Mm.
Yeah, he's hungry. The poor
I am
guy's
starving.
Well, but you know, we are snowed in and it's not like I can run out to the grocery store.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's my excuse anyway.
Well, and the grocery store we heard is open, but they only let one person in at a time.
Yeah, because
they
only
have
one
staff.
What? They only have one person able to work the registers, so
nobody could get to the grocery store to open it.
Yeah.
So the Publix has they allow one person in, and then
it's kind of like, yeah, so you don't get out of hand.
So, anyways, whatever.
I don't know. So wow. You don't overpower the. There must be two people there, one attending the door,
door
and one
and
doing the cash register.
Yep, that's probably.
So it's essentially so you can't overtake the store and.
I guess.
Yeah, times of trouble, looting. You know.
Who knows? Yes.
But
good.
Yeah. Good times.
But tomorrow we'll get out.
Yeah, I hope.
Do you know what? We're stoned in, and I made homemade lasagna. With homemade noodles.
I think we should retitle this show to the Torture Steve Hour.
I am hungry too.
Yeah, it was really good actually. We had leftovers today.
I think I saw a photo on Facebook or Instagram or something. It looked pretty good.
It was good. It was a little sloppy. It was my first attempt at lasagna noodles. I'd never made them before.
Oh, okay. So you even made the lasagna noodles?
Yes.
Isn't she
sick? Because I got a pasta maker.
She's really good at cooking.
I got a pasta maker for Christmas.
Oh.
I think I was talking to Lauren while I made them.
You were.
Wasn't I talking to you? Yes.
You were, and I was getting very hungry.
Got to run the pasta maker in its paces.
Yeah, it was awesome. Now I don't want ever, I don't ever want regular noodles again. Anyway.
I want to live with Chris because she cooks and she bakes, and I think she should adopt me.
Oh my gosh, the brownies that she made.
What?
Oh, you weren't even there. You didn't even try the brownies. She made these brownies from scratch. Holy stinking cow.
I'm still waiting for my salted caramel.
Oh, that was really good too.
Oh.
Next week we're going to do the top 5 Chris Wood treats.
Yeah. Your Chris Wood treat is going to be a punch in the nose. Just watch it.
Okay. All right, so Chris, you seem to have a lot to say. Why don't you go next?
Okay. I actually have 6.5. And I am a rule follower, and I rarely break the rules. But this time I kind of had to.
I only have four, Chris, so you can have a couple of mine.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so my number one is Carthay Circle. And I wanted to love Carthay Circle. And I went there two times and I had mediocre experiences. The first time was kind of related to the fact that I was really late and everyone was kind of eating by the time I got there. And the second time was my son Thomas was not happy to be there. So I went to Carthay Circle three times for lunch while I was in Disneyland a couple weeks ago. And I kept going there because my daughter kept saying, can we go back for the pasta? And it's actually pretty reasonable and you can just walk in there. But the fact is the food is really good. I mean, I don't know what they've done in the last year, but it was good. They have easily the best hamburger anywhere on Disney property in any park that I've been to so far.
Huh.
It's got a real brioche bun that's just not – it's not just them saying it's brioche. It's actually brioche, and it's very good. It's a big patty that they've hand-formed with caramelized onions. It was just fantastic. But the thing I had the last time we ate there was this tempura shrimp dish with like a red Thai curry sauce and a black rice. Oh, God, it was so good. So highly recommend going there. Not that expensive.
So for lunch, it's pretty – you could walk in and they have a less expensive lunch menu night, it sounds like, than dinner.
Yes. Yes. And the sad thing was – and I hate this, but – the sad thing was each time we went in there, we were seated right away and it was probably less than a quarter full.
Wow.
And it's gorgeous. I mean,
that's beautiful.
It's beautiful inside. It's just stunning. And the waiters are good and it's just so relaxing. It's hard to believe you're in a theme park. Easily my favorite Disney restaurant after California Grill.
Yeah. And we went, like Chris said, we went when it first opened. And we went for dinner and it was not stellar. I mean, it looked nice. The service was mediocre and the food was not great. So it's nice to hear that it's finally.
Well, you guys kind of liked your meal. I mean, you and Donna and Bob seemed like you liked everything.
Yeah. I had like the quail. You don't get a lot of a quail. So it was like a quail stuffed with a pear stuffed quail.
And then you had the duck wings, which I didn't have because I don't eat duck.
Oh, yeah, because they said those, because people were raving about the duck wings. And they were pretty
good.
Sounds
like a very adventurous menu.
It was for
dinner. Do you
know
what, Chris? So many menus at in the California parks have like this Pan-Asian thing going on.
Yeah,
so,
I agree with that.
Like, I wouldn't recommend Carthay Circle to someone who wasn't a little bit adventurous unless they just wanted to have the burger. And I don't think that's on the dinner menu. And definitely not a lot of stuff for kids. And that's the same with Napa Rose. Napa Rose has that Pan-Asian thing going on. But I will say, as an aside, if you're going to Disneyland and you're not very adventurous, go to Steakhouse 55. We ate there one night. It was fantastic.
I've heard great things about that place. I've never done that.
Yeah, and it was cheap. Yeah, it was cheaper than California Grill also. So, okay. My second one is just going to be Club 33. Just because it wasn't the best meal I've had on Disney property, but I think the experience of going there, and you know, I'm really grateful that I got to go. I think the experience of going there and going in this private restaurant, and you know, the food was fantastic, no question.
Yeah.
But it was just amazing. So, and I learned something while I was there. I learned that they shared a kitchen with the restaurant right across from them. I can't remember what it's called.
The French place?
But that's – yeah, and that's why they're doing the that's why they're doing the refurb there, to get their own kitchen. Because apparently there are things they can't do in the kitchen they presently have access to, like some sort of fancy stuff.
Huh.
So that's why they're getting their own kitchen.
Huh.
So that should be exciting.
And then, maybe the food will show up and not get dropped. That's probably, I think, whatever.
Well, that explains.
It could be.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Well, now you're making reference to many shows ago.
Yeah, many shows ago when we went, and it took a long time to get our food.
It was a three-hour meal, and I kept bouncing in my seat, and I felt terrible. But 3 hours is just way too long for me to sit when there's a whole theme park outside.
And that's long for a meal anyway.
It is for a meal. And it was, you know, the atmosphere was fine. The waiters were fantastic. And the food was good, but we just waited forever, you know, between courses. So my third one is going to be the just one thing, the lobster ravioli on the menu at Paolo, which is on all the
You
Disney
are
cruise.
So cheating. You are not in Disney World at all. And I know I didn't specify, but look at you.
Originally, we talked about this. Oh, I see. I thought originally when we talked about this, we could go anywhere.
You can.
Yeah, we did.
But now I feel like I'm not as out there as you are. But go ahead. Don't mind.
All of mine were at Walt Disney World.
Thank you, Sharpie. I appreciate the support.
Anyway. I'm kind of an out there sort of girl. To me, Paolo is good, but the filet, for example, that you get there, I can get that at just about any Disney signature restaurant. But the lobster ravioli, that was over the top. I could eat that day, and they'd have to roll me off that ship.
As long as you pair That's the awesome. Lobster ravioli with the chocolate souffle, I'm all there.
Oh, God, you know, and the chocolate souffle is so good.
You know, I don't know about that chocolate souffle.
Really?
It's good.
Really?
I enjoy it. But I remember being on the Disney ship and getting chocolate souffle one night and then getting just a standard, like a molten chocolate cake at dinner, just in the dining room. And I thought the dining room cake was better than the souffle. And I appreciate a good souffle, but honestly, I make a better one, which I need to do again.
I'm going to agree with you actually on that. I think the chocolate, it's more, the molten chocolate cake is more chocolatey.
Yeah.
But the souffle is so fluffy.
The souffle is fluffy. You know what? If I'm going to eat a souffle, I kind of don't want a chocolate one. I kind of want like orange, maybe some caramel or something. I don't know. I think the egginess of a souffle doesn't lend itself to chocolate to me.
It is very, it's kind of creamy. Yeah. I don't know. And then they pour all the vanilla on it or the chocolate.
Or both.
Or both, if you're Steve.
Yeah.
Let's leave it to Steve to say both.
Come on, do it. Put them both on there. I'm paying $25 for the souffle.
You're so weird.
Yeah.
Because Steve goes to Paolo just for dessert.
It kind of does.
No, the steak's good too. But the steak, like Chris said, it's your standard.
It's a good steak.
It's a good standard filet. And for $25 upcharge,
right.
nice ambiance, nice. You're right there by the window. Usually it's sunset time. It's and for $25 is a good meal, good service. I think I got a golf clap last time I was there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was amazing. So yes,
well deserved. You're so awesome.
What's next, Chris?
Okay, Chris.
Let me see. California Grill, everything. That's my number four. I was not crazy about California Grill with the old menu, but the new menu, I think it's fantastic. I love the filet. I love, of course, the pork two ways. That's like the best thing ever. And if those banana fritters. And I have to tell you, next weekend, I'll be having those banana fritters.
And don't, if you see Chris, do not approach the table while she's eating her banana fritters. Because
or
it's
don't
very
get
dangerous.
In her way.
It's dangerous. It's like cornering an animal.
I know. And you know what I hate? You know what I hate? Okay, so.
I can
we'll
see Chris Wood growling.
I'm going with a
group. She'll stab you with a fork.
I'm going with a group of people next week, and you can bet that someone in that group is going to be all like, oh, I don't want dessert, and then they're going to be eyeing my fritters, and I'm going to have to give them one.
Just order two. Just say, you know what, you think you don't want dessert, you're going to be all pawing over mine. Let me just get you one because you're going to eat it.
Keep your cotton picking hands off my fritters. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a shirt that says that. I'll probably wear it.
I think
to
I'm
going to
get
dinner.
You a shirt that says
don't
that.
Touch my fritters.
Exactly. Oh, wow. And I have to say a little pointer, the fritters, they're banana fritters and they come with a chocolate peanut butter sauce, a chocolate sauce and a salted caramel sauce, which
love
is the best
caramel
thing in the
sauce.
World.
You can't forget about that.
Yes. And I say get two caramel and one chocolate, skip the peanut butter. You're not a child. You don't need peanut butter.
What's wrong with peanut butter?
Oh, that sounds so good.
Peanut butter's fine. Just
Chris
not on
it
that.
Straight this evening.
Yes. So that's awesome. And California Girl, totally worth it. Okay. My next one, and Lisa is going to appreciate this 100%, is the ice cream on the ships. When you go on the ships, oh, they yeah. have these ice cream machines.
Soft
and
serve.
There's three of them, and each of them have yeah, they have soft serve, and each of the three or two, whatever, I think there's three, is going to have, you know, three flavors. The middle flavor is going to be the swirled one, which I don't mess with because I'm a purist and I prefer chocolate. But they're so good.
Purist.
I can't even tell you how many I had a day.
We'd like, have like every time two or I three, turned around, four. That was
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, every time I turned around, I was shoving ice cream in my face. So it was awesome. So, and it's kind of like I tell all my clients now, I'm like, oh, and there's ice cream. And they kind of are like, oh, that's nice. But I think when they get on the ship, you know, that's when they're like, oh, she was right. Because it's
and
free
like,
and it's flowing.
And then you're like, no, really, there's ice cream as much as you can
and
eat.
And it's like, is it not your fantasy? Like, do you remember being a little kid and you were like, man, I could just put my head under that spout? Not that I did that on the ship. Well,
yeah, I saw you do that. That's when I kind of right? lost you.
Do you know what? You could have done it at night. Like, you know, like around 8 o'clock when everyone's at dinner or the shows, you could sneak up there and just stick your head on. I'm totally doing that next cruise. Anyway, not really.
Now I have to go on the next cruise with you.
Just to watch.
Just yes. to video it.
My next one is an honorary because I haven't had it yet. But I read, okay, all of you have probably heard about the cronut, right? It's a croissant that's made like a donut.
Yeah, I haven't had
and,
it.
Yeah, and like some chef like earlier in the year, last year, invented this cronut. And it's like people wait out and, you know, on the street for like hours to get like of the 300 cronuts he makes like every morning or something. And then they riot over them. Well, of course, Disney being Disney now has a cronut. And they don't call it that because I think the guy trademarked the name. But you can get it at the refreshment port in Epcot. And so in next weekend, I'm going to try it and I'll let everyone know how it is.
So
it's very good.
It's a donut shaped like a croissant. Is that what it is?
No, it's like a deep fried croissant.
It's glazed
and frosted, whatever.
So it's probably
sprinkled.
Really, really bad. It's worse for you than a donut.
It has to be if you're deep frying a croissant.
As mm-hmm. you're saying, it's worse for you than a regular croissant.
Yeah, this is the worst of both worlds.
Well,
I bet you it's really good.
I know,
good
but
though.
I just figure the likelihood if I went to New York City, I would go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
For shoes, I would not wait in line for 3 hours for a stinking donut. So this is the closest I'm going to get to a cronut, and I'm going to have a cronut. So,
where do they have them, Chris?
At the refreshment port in Epcot. I think that's the only place.
Sounds horrible.
It does, but I want one. They're supposed to be really good.
All right.
I bet you it is good.
I don't think I've ever eaten in the refreshment port in Epcot, and I'm not even exactly 100% sure I know where it is. I think it's when you walk in and to the left.
It's to the right.
Yeah. It is. It's to the left.
All right.
So is that it was to the
unless
right?
You're like
no,
sneaking,
that's the electric umbrella.
I meant when you got into the countries.
Like, where's
it's
the refreshment
when you first
port?
Walk in. Okay, uh-huh. Remember?
The main gate.
Okay, so you're walking in and you go by the big, you know where the Christmas tree is? It's to your right. Lauren's correct.
Thank you.
Because Christmas I got tree. The waffle,
oh.
the turkey waffle thing there, which is so good.
Oh, it's where Lisa used to get her McDonald's nuggets.
Yes.
It's like the catch-all place.
It's the catch-all place. It's at World Showcase. It's right there on the right-hand side when
first
you first walk in.
On the right.
Yeah.
Wait, can we just go back to the part where somebody said that I was right?
There you go.
That doesn't happen
right.
a lot.
Yeah, because, you know, just like, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And I had a sixth one in there, and I can't remember what it was, so I'm just going to say Via Napoli.
That's on mine, too.
Because, you know, I'm obsessed with that place.
The margarita pizza.
You know what? The sister restaurant out in Disneyland is better.
Really?
It doesn't have the atmosphere or the Italian people working there, which kind of adds something to it. But it's the pizza itself is better. So next time you go to Disneyland, make sure you go to Naples. Or as my son kept calling it, Naples. We ate there 3 times.
Hmm.
We have problems.
Did you eat outside or inside?
both.
We ate inside twice and outside upstairs. You know, they have like a upstairs. I was posting pictures of everything on Instagram. Really, frankly, you could have just followed my every moment out there, mm-hmm. Except you were in Australia probably eating kangaroo or something. But yeah, there's a big outdoor patio, and I have a picture of that on Instagram.
I fed kangaroos. Did not eat them this time, though.
Oh, did you not?
No, I did not. No kangaroo summer sausage.
Was that meat on the stick that you had a picture of?
I don't remember what that was.
The meat on a stick seems to keep surfacing this evening.
Meat on a stick is great. Nothing
it
better
is.
Than meat on a stick. Unless it's like
Steve is
meat
kind of
on a stick.
Yeah.
All
right, Steve,
anyways,
it's your turn.
Yeah, so all right. So you know what? And I'm going to start out. I'm going to get all the boos and hisses. My first one is Disney Cruise Line, and it's the chocolate souffle at Apollo, the thing that everybody else hates. It was pretty good. Put my chocolate on there, put the vanilla on there.
We never said we hated it.
It was nice and fluffy.
I think it's overrated, though.
They
and I will get it again.
It.
I will get it every time I go there, but
pretty good.
I don't think it's all that.
I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
Do you know what's the fun part of the souffle, of any souffle, is just poking the hole in it and pouring the sauce in.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's kind of an overrated dessert.
And then they got to give you some more vanilla ice cream with it because it melts.
Oh, they do need to give you more vanilla ice
cream. Yeah, all these places that give you like the little sherbet size scoop.
No, it's like a little melon ball.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, that's right. Give me some ice cream.
Don't be stingy with the ice cream.
And then going over to Walt Disney World, that toffee that I get at pretty much any candy place, and it's a snack credit. So if you have the Disney Dining Plan, it's pretty good. It's like an English toffee, chocolate, and it's got nuts on it. The only thing that could be better is if it was dipped in dark chocolate instead of milk chocolate, but
and wrapped in a
Wrapped in a gold leaf thing with some grapes
and some meat.
But I like
grapes
the toffee's good. And then if you have dining credits, I usually load up on those, and then you've got a bunch for the ride home. And for the next day.
See, I've never tried the toffee.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What is wrong with you? We should have vetted you better.
You have to try the toffee.
Just all these experiences, hey.
And then the other one is another Disney World.
You don't
like
to wait in line?
Oh, it's okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
Keep going.
All right, so the next one is another Disney World one that Chris introduced me to. You know what it is, Chris?
What, something I introduced you to at Disney World?
Yeah. And it doesn't have a long line.
I can't remember.
The orange.
It doesn't have what?
It's the orange swirl thing.
Citrus
swirl. Oh, the citrus swirl.
That's pretty good. There's no long line. It's kind of tucked away.
Yeah. There's never a line there.
And it's really good.
Oh, I didn't know you'd like that much.
It's refreshing.
I was always talking about those.
We got one like every time we went last time. Sometimes I think I even had two. Oh, it's so good. And then my last one, because I'm only doing four, so someone else can do one, is over at Disneyland, because I have to mix it up. And it's that corn dog cart that Bob and I liked over there. Corn dog, they're like hand-dipped corn dogs. They're so good.
Do you know that there was a 30-minute wait for that when we were there?
That's because,
and the park wasn't even that full.
I know.
So they had a guy out there,
like
entertaining
people?
Of. Yeah, he was basically like a maitre d' for the cart.
I actually had that experience too.
Yeah.
They were like taking your order outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went over to DCA and Sophie got her corn dog there.
And it was nowhere near as good.
Probably not. She didn't care. She's six.
That's true. Those corn dogs were good. Oh, they were so good.
Okay, Steve.
Ah, I'm so starving. All right, so let's keep going.
Probably a bad idea to have a show about food when Steve's hungry.
Oh, so hungry. Yeah, and I wonder if we can get out of here now, and if it's still snowed in.
How much snow did you get?
Like three and a half inches.
Yeah.
Don't you have something in the fridge you can eat? Seriously.
There's plenty of food in the fridge.
Yeah, just make some toast. have an egg.
That's so
fulfilling. Some toast, and I'll put some butter and some cinnamon sugar on it there, Chris.
Toast is a new artisan food trend.
Yeah, but Lauren, there's a big difference between having 3 inches of snow in the north and 3 inches of snow in Georgia.
Yeah, we have no plows or anything. But yes,
come on,
Lauren, if you were here, you could not go anywhere.
I know. Well, and the other thing is that our roads don't ever get really that cold, because it was like here it was 55 degrees on Monday, and then the next day it got cold and we got snow, you know, Tuesday night. But what happens is the roads are still warm, kind of comparatively, you know, next to the grass, so and the air. So when the snow hits, it just turns to water. And then so you get like that little sheet of ice mm-hmm. that y'all don't really have.
We do get that, guys. Yeah. We get that.
Yeah, that's why you can't drive. I mean, any moron can drive in an inch of snow, which is really all we got. But you can't drive on an inch of ice. So,
no.
Notice how the Southerners are getting touchy.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Coming from Chicago, thinking I'm tough stuff down here.
Yeah, you should be used to that.
But there are, it's a different story when you have light, fluffy snow on top of ice. Or you have, you know, 3 inches of snow. And you don't have snow plows, you don't have snow tires, you don't have salt trucks, you don't have any of this stuff to help you. You don't have the municipality support that you would in all of those northern states. Yeah. And you literally
are
stuck.
We complain when they don't plow our street like within an hour.
Oh, yeah. We don't have any plows.
You know, we just can't help it down here. We're so busy frying our chicken and around and marrying our cousins. We can't get it together with the snow plows. That's what you think, right?
They must.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, so much fun.
Oh, that's it. That's all I had.
You know, we had kids spend the night in schools. I'm still on this.
Yeah.
Steve's done. Lauren, you're up.
Yeah, and we're going to be gunning for you after all this, so just make sure it's good, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, geez. Tough crowd, man.
Hey, you're the one that said it.
Don't make me go all Jersey now.
Oh, please do.
I don't know how.
All right, Lauren, let's talk food.
Oh, that's not true. I've seen you do it.
Uh-uh.
Girls, food.
Food. Oh, focus, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, thank so you. I'm just going to cover one the couple that everybody already said already.
What, and that way they don't count?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Which ones do you agree with, Lauren?
Paulo. Everything. I love everything in Paulo.
Good choice. So,
anything there works for me. Ohana, talked about bread and dessert. Love both of those. And then I have a couple other ones to add. I did like Chris's fritters as well.
Not the fritters at California Grill. You liked Chris's fritters because you stole them.
I liked Chris's specifically because I ate all of hers.
You got one. There was no way you were getting more than one.
Actually, after I got the one, she tried to stab me with the fork. But I do like at 50s Primetime Cafe, the fried chicken. I think that is the best fried chicken around. So that's something different. And I also like the risotto at Artist Point.
You did love that.
That was good.
I absolutely love that. Via Napoli, the margarita pizza. I said that one. At Mara, the Zebra Domes. Love the Zebra
Mara.
Domes.
I can't believe it took this long for Zebra Domes to surface.
You know, that's funny. I was thinking the same thing. I have it written down. I don't eat them, but I know they're big.
They're really good.
Favorites.
Yeah.
I think they're overrated.
Mm-mm.
They're good. I like the chocolate-covered strawberries, if they have them, at Boma. Mm.
And then Whispering Canyon Cafe for breakfast, the banana bread French toast.
Good, good call.
Oh, Chris, you didn't do the Disneyland, what's her name, Flo's caramel whatever breakfast thing. What is that caramel thing?
I thought about it. The banana brioche bread pudding,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, the one that I taped, yes. Where I talk about it fondly. It was good. I mean, it's excellent, but it's not the fritters.
Uh-oh.
Nothing compares to the fritters.
The fritters, I'm like...
But if you're in Disney World, you have to go to Wilderness Lodge, it sounds like.
Yes, definitely. Very, very good. It's actually like homemade banana bread. And they have like a banana Forster sauce. It's yummy. And I know this one is kind of a cliche one, but Le Cellier, the cheddar cheese soup.
Well, that's good, too.
I was waiting for that one.
I forgot about that.
Oh.
There's just too many things.
I know. That's the problem. I could just go there and eat all
the time.
I know.
You could easily do like a top 25 and just sit there all
right.
night. Going
all night. And then Sleepy Hollow in Magic Kingdom, the Nutella with the fresh waffle and the fruit on top of it. Yummy.
I haven't had that.
Now, see, I don't think they give you enough Nutella for that.
Oh, yes, they do. It's oozing.
No, I might have gotten a couple skimpy ones because I felt like I needed more Nutella.
How come I've never gone there?
It's really good.
Where's it at? Where's Sleepy
Poor
Hollow?
Steve, no, it's Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy
Steve,
Hollow
you
is right by.
When you go there?
It's right over by the Mad Tea Party.
He totally eats when he goes there.
Sleepy Hollow. Is it? All right, I know where the tea party is. How come
it's across from Cosmic Rays.
Huh. All right, you got to let me go next
It's by
time.
The restrooms.
All right.
Okay, we'll go.
No, this isn't. That's actually not
Sleepy
where it
is. Hollow
it's,
is.
Which one am I doing?
Right over the bridge by the castle.
Right.
On your way
it's
into like,
right over the
Liberty.
Okay.
Yeah, as you go into Liberty Square.
Those are, see, I got so many things to try next time.
Wait,
see,
I got
you, guys,
you could just pull up the podcast.
You guys made me think of LaFoul's Brew, too.
Oh, LaFoul's Brew.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's why he calls it LaFoul's
really?
Brew. It's It was okay. We tried
it's
it.
It's okay.
It's not as good as, well, it's a knockoff of the Butterbeer that I still haven't had that everybody sells as, says is awesome.
Butterbeer is much better.
That's what
Butterbeer's
yeah.
good.
Oh, look, even Lisa's had Butterbeer now.
Yes.
I think I'm the only one who's never been.
Yeah, but you're going in April. No, he's going in April.
Over to, Universal.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
The mini donuts in Blizzard Beach.
Oh, those are good. I forgot about those too.
Get the donut dipping sauce, the raspberry, the chocolate. Yum.
Yeah, they come in a little bag. Those were good.
Don't you love how they tuck these little food specialties all over the park so you have to go everywhere to find them?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then my last one is one that I just discovered, and it's a very basic one, but it was really good, so I want to mention it. Beach Club at Hurricane Hannah's, which is their pool bar area where they have, you can order to-go food. They had a grilled chicken breast sandwich that was to die for.
It did look really good.
It
was very
really
envious.
I ate it like twice while we were there.
Yeah, they had surprisingly good food for like a poolside bar.
Yeah,
it was very surprising. So,
all right,
that's it.
My turn. Five. Okay, so I have a couple of things that have been sort of touched on, and you guys were talking about Ohana. And this is at Ohana and the Luau, but the salad that they have there, I'm sorry, it is fabulous. It is so yummy. So that's my little shout out to Ohana.
Mm. I like their dressing.
Yeah, it's really good. And then I also, it's like a lime vinaigrette, something or other.
I could try to make
like
that at home.
Honey mustard or something.
Oh, no. If it was honey mustard, I wouldn't like it.
No, it's a nice, light, refreshing,
yeah,
fruity dressing of some kind.
Yeah, definitely fruity, which is nice. And then also at Ohana, the bread pudding. Oh, so stinking good.
I could just eat that by myself. Like, just the whole thing. It's so good.
Yeah. It's so good. And then someone mentioned 50s Primetime. Oh, the fried chicken. I love the pot roast. They have a good pot roast.
I agree. The pot roast is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So I like that. My old standby snack, funnel cake. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Plain. Just a little powdered sugar. I'm good. Over at Art of Animation, they now have gelato. Well, they've had it for a while, but they've got the gelato over there. And it is so stinking good. So I like that. Funnel cake. Oh, carrot cake cookie. And this is over at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, I forgot the peanut butter cupcake over there.
Over at Starring Rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that little corner of Hollywood Studios is very dangerous. What else do I have? Oh, I'm hitting all the desserts. Look at me.
I know.
I started with a salad, though. That's good. we're going to jump over to Disneyland to Harbor Gallery, where they have the broccoli and cheddar cheese soup.
That is good.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's good.
Like in a bread bowl.
It's in a bread bowl and it's so fresh. You can taste that it's got fresh cheese in it and it's so yummy. And then sticking with soups, I'm going with the mushroom soup over at Artist Point. And I think that is very good. Very creamy. I don't get it with the sour cream on top because I'm just that way. But I love that. And then, let's see. And then my last one, I don't even keep count. I don't know how many I said. But over at the Pepper Market at Coronado Springs.
You judge me.
I do. Pepper Market over at Coronado Springs, they have the strawberry shortcake that is so good. Oh, love it. And it's funny because they can't decide what kind of restaurant they're going to be, if they're a la carte or, you know, all you can eat, buffet, whatever. And when they had it as just an all you can eat, whatever you want, go get it. I probably used to eat three of those strawberry shortcakes because they're so good. And then they sell them outside.
That's why they don't do it that way anymore.
Yeah, that could be.
Lisa ruined it for us all.
I did. And I'd do it again. I would. But they, and then I'm like,
I can't imagine that a few strawberry shortcakes set them back too far, Lisa.
I know. So I'll take the blame, but I'm not going to really own up to it. I don't think it was me. So that's my list. Short and sweet. I think funnel cake, carrot cake.
That was a lot of good stuff all the way around. Lots of new things to try.
If you could eat one thing right now, what would it be? One, Steve.
I just want to know.
One thing.
I want to know what a brioche bun is.
No, you're not answering my question. All right, Lauren, play along.
A brioche bun has eggs in it.
The Ohana bread pudding.
Okay. Sharpie. One thing right now.
Dole whip.
With a side of
I'll go with Sharpie and get a Dole Whip.
All right, Chris.
I want a side of steamed tofu.
Steamed tofu. That sounds pretty good, Chris.
I'm kidding. I would have a cronut because my curiosity is piqued.
It sounds horrible.
You know what?
I would. No,
it's going to be.
And
delicious.
It's in that pavilion that has got absolutely nothing that could possibly could come out of that one spot.
No, it's not in a pavilion.
It's in
a
that
little tiny.
I know, like right next
it's
to
a
the restroom
stand.
It's a stand
as
that's
you, as you.
Yeah, I know. There's like nothing ever good in that stand.
They have good stuff.
It's in the Magic Kingdom. It's in Liberty Square.
It is.
How about a cronut with a vodka slushy?
Oh,
I was surprised no one said that.
Yeah.
And no one said anything about the French bakery. No one went there.
Where?
Oh, God. You know what? I would like for my number six to be the salted caramel ice cream at that new place in France. Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't believe you got that.
Huh. Yeah, we got a lot of
I'm going to eat that while I'm there. And I'm staying at Saratoga Springs because, incidentally, there weren't any values left on the entire property for that weekend, which is weird. And I'm probably going to have to walk a lot because I'm going to eat a lot.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
Maybe I'll go running. Probably not.
It's a nice property to run on, probably.
It is. So I hear.
Is it really? I think... I read somewhere that somebody has mapped out a bunch of trails there. So, but after my encounter with crazy people in Disneyland, I'm not going running in the dark on Disney property anymore.
Probably a smart idea.
That'd be a smart idea to not run in the dark anymore. Just saying. Okay.
I like that.
I'm going to grab the show right here and wrap it up. I want to thank Sharpie for joining us and becoming a new chatter. I do want to point out that Chris Sharps and Bob is still a Pixie agent, so he can still help you. And Chris Sharps, you are a Pixie agent as well, so you can help people with their vacation planning. I want to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go over to iTunes or to mousechat.net, and you can download them there. And let's see what else. If you've got comments or questions, go ahead and write us. We're at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.